SBS Radio.
A small Sydney school has on its staff one of the best teachers in the world. Rebecca West has been shortlisted into the top 10 finalists of the prestigious Global Teacher Prize. With applications from 121 countries, Ms. West has been recognised for her extraordinary work teaching at Bonnyrigg Public School in Sydney's southwest. With 70% of the school's students speaking English as a second language, Ms. West says it's a supportive community.
We have language barriers here. We know there's different socioeconomic backgrounds here in this community, different cultural backgrounds in this community as well. But regardless of those differences, everyone always comes together to work towards something that's really good for our students in the school and what's good for the community as well.
Education is lucky to have her. Ms. West says she originally wanted to study military law, with teaching as a backup.
My parents said, well, you need a backup in case you don't get into law, which of course I didn't get into. And so I went into university and we had our first prac where I walked into a kindergarten classroom and something on that day just clicked with me and I knew that that was exactly where I was meant to be. It felt right.
22 years later, she has never looked back and her passion for teaching continues to grow every day as she aims to help disadvantaged children. Former students Joanne and Monique say a good teacher like Ms. West is important.
So she can be supportive.
And if there's a bad teacher, you're not going to really listen to the teacher.
Rebecca West will be sharing the global stage with teachers she really admires.
So I know that there's a teacher in the Philippines who created a school, built a school and built a curriculum around it to support the needs of students there and was able to provide that for other teachers in the country as well. I know that there is a teacher in one of the African countries that have come forward, that same thing. Some of their schools look like dirt floor, basic wooden walls, and they're trying to get the best that they can for their students with minimal resources.
She says she feels unworthy in such inspiring company, but her students would disagree. Thomas, who is now 14, says Ms. West was always there for him.
She was one of them teachers where she would always be there when we ever need help. She would always be kind to us. She would treat us well. She was never ever mean before. She made us happy. Like whenever we're sad, I know that one time I was sad, she made me happy, and she always makes me happy whenever I see her, even in public.
Rebecca West has two YouTube channels, Clever Pickles and Talk and Chalk. They're watched by students and teachers in the United States, New Zealand, Canada and Singapore. She's found they're an important resource to connect her to kids during home learning.
So the things that I do are not just me. Obviously, it's lovely to be recognised in this way and it reaffirms that, you know, the hard work that we put in as teachers can be recognised this way. I think it means a great opportunity to be able to learn from all of the other finalists around the world and the great things that they're doing. I love the fact that I can showcase what Australian teachers do as well.
The winner will be announced next month in Paris. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.